Good evening, everybody. This is the I Am Well show, and I'm your host, Annemieke van Eyckeren from the Netherlands. You can find me on crystallinetherapies.com. Co-host is Rhonda Harrison, and you can find her on hummingbirdhealingoils.com. Tonight, the show will be about love, falling in love, having problems finding love, feeling not worthy to find love, true love, and falling in love at first sight. And things like that. We all know it. We all been there. We all done it. It's going to be such a fun and exciting episode. And on top of all, we have Casey, Sees Hearts Everywhere, Campbell from Canada with us in the studio. And hearts and love are her specialty. So we're going to have a great time in a show that's all about love. You can call in live with your questions. When you're from outside, you would say first dial 001, please, and then 347-838-9142. And then press 1 after the welcoming message to have you live on the air with us with your remarks, questions, information, and experiences. Now, Casey Campbell is a Theta Healer practitioner, a creator of an inspirational book, I See Hearts Everywhere. So like many of us, Casey spent years of curious about her purpose here on Earth, and so she asked her heart about it, and she received the following words as a reply. I am committed to help reawaking the hearts of humanity and to ignite the remembrance of the love that we are and the magic of life. Since that day, she's taken this message to heart and out into the world by helping her clients shift limiting subconscious beliefs with her Theta healing work, and by sharing this heart she sees everywhere. Now, she's currently based in Peterborough, Canada, and loves connecting with clients around the world and in person by Skype and by telephone, and she will tell you where she can be reached throughout this episode of the I Am Well show. Casey, welcome to the show.
Hi, Annemieke. Hi, Rhonda. Hi, everyone who's listening. I'm so happy to be here.
I am very happy to welcome you to the show. It's not every day that we have you. It's been a while. You've been with us before, and it was fun every time. So
we have had a lot of fun together. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you.
The point is, with you, I always have to giggle. Don't ask me why.
Yes, we share that. We both do.
Yeah, we're bad like that. We're very bad, man. We have some vibe between us that makes us both giggle. Something from another life or something. Casey, you're a specialist on seeing hearts everywhere. And people go to your Facebook page, it's hearts, 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 you know, jumping off the page right at you. You literally see hearts everywhere, even in a little speck on something. If it's a little heart, your eye will catch it. You will make a picture and you will put it on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. You're terrible like that.
Well, you know what's funny is I don't feel that my eye even catches it. I feel like the hearts sort of call out to me, because I'm often, you know, like so many of us, I get caught up in my thoughts. I might be thinking about something else or in the middle of something, and I will look over, but I feel like it's the hearts that are getting my attention, and I feel like there are a number of reasons for that. And but there are loads of people who are seeing the hearts, and usually after, you know, I mention it to people, they start seeing them. And my feeling is that each person who sees the hearts, I feel like there's an individual reason for each person, but then each heart that shows up, and it can show up anywhere in our food or in puddles on the ground or in clouds in the sky, I feel like each heart has an individual message as well that's appropriate for that moment and what we're going through. And so, yeah, I feel like they get my attention, but maybe it's a bit of both.
Well, that's what universe, you know, does with us. It rubs our faces in stuff that we need to see, that we need to learn or to acknowledge or whatever to make our life better. Yes. And there is this saying about a donkey hitting his foot on a stone, and you don't, you know, Even a donkey doesn't hit a foot twice on the same stone, and there's people making the same mistakes over and over and over again, especially in their love life.
Sure. Yeah. And there are lots of reasons for that. And I can relate to that. I think we all can. I think we're probably all absolute beginners when it comes to love because, you know, every day we experience something different. Whether we're in a relationship or not, we are in relationship with ourselves and with our own heart and with the universe. So I feel that the reason why we can make the same mistakes, well, there can be so many reasons, but Theta Healing, the modality that I am a practitioner of, takes a look at how this could come about, how these patterns keep repeating. And it can be from our own life, but it can also be from past lives, if you believe in that sort of thing. It can be passed down through our ancestors, through our DNA. There are a lot of different ways that we can pick up these tendencies and patterns. So luckily, there are ways of releasing that, changing it, and creating something new.
Yes, absolutely. And also, there are people who say that are think because it's about a belief a person holds. If you hold a certain mm-hmm. belief, then you will attract whatever that belief holds. If you yeah. hold the belief that you are not worthy to be loved, that you are not worthy to have a good, loving relationship, and usually that is, you know, has its origin somewhere in its life where someone told you something like that and you made it your core belief, then mm-hmm. you will not find it. And then you will be, you know, very sad. And the more you believe and keep feeding that belief that you are not worthy for a loving mm-hmm. relationship, the less you will be getting it. So this is a belief that a person builds inside their own mind. And mm-hmm. it is very hard without help to get rid of such a belief, isn't it?
I agree. And sometimes, you know, our conscious mind, we might be thinking on a day-to-day basis, oh, I really do deserve love. I'm a great person, and I know that, you know, there's someone out there for me. But mm-hmm. we have to look at what we're creating, the results we're seeing in our lives, the circumstances of our lives, and that's what gives us the feedback of what might really be held in our subconscious mind. That's our point of creation, right? So that can be a little tricky because it's subconscious. We can be saying affirmations, I'm worthy and deserving of true love. But if the loop that's going around and around in your subconscious, which means we wouldn't be aware of it, is I am unworthy, then we are going to see that reflected in our outer circumstances. And I so agree with you that that's where getting help from others can be so important, because we're not meant to do this all on our own. And like I say, when it's dealing with the subconscious, we have blinders. We don't see things as well as somebody else might be able to see, especially with a modality, like I say, with Theta Healing. Other modalities might work for other people, but yeah. with Theta Healing, we go straight to the subconscious belief. So that's what makes it so effective.
Yeah, I experienced a few sessions with you in the beginning when I got to know you, and I was like, Theta Healing, what the heck? Never heard of it. Can you explain it to me? And you were like, well, you better experience it because it's very hard to explain. I mean, that's like sure. about 2 years ago or something. And you explained yeah. it to me and the best you could, and you had me experience it. And I must say, changes were made with Theta. I found it like floating on a cloud, feeling very calm. And when you feel calm and you feel safe, it is much easier to open up. It's much easier to be relaxed with the person that you are in a session with. If you don't feel safe, you feel like you want to run all the time, which you are doing, because you're not maybe not literally running from, you know, physically running from your therapist, but in your conscious and subconscious, you're closing down. And then the therapist can do whatever they please, but it's not going to work because you're not letting them. There has to be some willingness in there.
That's true. I think you're so right about that we need to feel comfortable, feel safe. And with So the theta refers to the theta brainwave state.
Yeah.
And the reason why we feel like we're floating on a cloud is that's the state that we go into when we're in a deep state of relaxation or a meditation or when we're dreaming. So we can easily go into that when we do a special meditation that we do with Theta Healing called the Roadmap to All That Is. And so why you feel so safe, I mean, it also is something to do with each practitioner and if you feel safe with them. But also it's because when we tap into that theta brainwave state by doing that meditation and by connecting as the practitioner takes you into that, we feel so safe because we're actually, it's like an absolute connection with Source or the universe or however you want to word that. And that's how we can release those limiting subconscious beliefs and replace them with something that is more supportive, that's helpful for you, that's going to create those positive changes.
So that roadmap that you just mentioned could
mm-hmm.
change your beliefs from, I'm not worthy to find love, I am just not good enough, I don't believe in myself, in mm-hmm. finding the partner at all or even the right partner. I don't even believe a relationship can last. And you can go into subconscious with Theta and then turn those beliefs around that they are worthy, that they are believing themselves, that they can find the right life partner and that a relationship can absolutely last. So that after such a thing, they are much more liable to actually find someone or just bump into someone in the supermarket, you know, just might happen.
Yeah, it can happen. And I just want to clarify, too, that I don't come up with those new beliefs or even
no.
the original ones. I actually receive that guidance from
yes.
Creator of All That Is or the Divine, however you want to word that. And
yes.
also I receive it from, I usually at the beginning of a session, I do a body scan, an intuitive body scan. So our body holds memories. It holds those limiting subconscious beliefs as well.
Yes.
And each body part corresponds to a different type of belief as well. So that's where the beliefs come from. And then, as I say, I listen for the guidance about what would be the replacement belief. And everything's done with the client's free will. So it's everything. I don't change anything without asking. I always ask, and then the person gives their yes if that feels like what they would like. And then I witness as it gets change. So that's where the change takes place, is that the divine is making the change, co-creating that with you, and then I witness it. So that's how we know that it has changed. And then another way that we can tell is we, with Theta Healing, we do muscle testing. So at the beginning with muscle testing, your body will show what the original belief is, then we change it, and we test again, and we can see that it has switched. So that's really cool, too. Our bodies are able to do so much, and our subconscious is really cool, too. So just to clarify that as well, we don't have to think of our subconscious as bad or wrong or the enemy. It's really just like a tape recorder that's recording experiences. And
yes.
so we don't have to get upset at the recorder. We can just change the tape.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That's very good. I mean, seriously. And also, I would like to point out to everyone who listens to this program, there is a book from Inna Segal, and it's a 400 and something page book. There is an ebook and a paperback. I would urge you to buy it. It just costs like $14, $15. It's really not expensive. You can buy it on Amazon, Inna Segal. And it is about the language of your body. And it explains when you have pain in your body, let's say your knees or your back or your whatever is hurting. And it explains what that of a problem is, what that of a core belief is, or another belief that you hold, or a memory that is blocking you, and it refers to those problems. And I myself have had back pain for 18 years, and it was relieved off of me by a level 3 fast EFT practitioner in 23 minutes flat. And I did not have any clue at that moment about the book, let alone what caused my back pain. Now, I had been to doctors. They could not find zilch. I mean, seriously. And I started doubting myself. I was like, are the doctors crazy? Am I crazy or are we both wrong? You know, are they overlooking something? Am I in pain because I think I have to be in pain? Or what is this? Because I've been a practitioner for 20 years. I know there's a lot between the years going on. And she found out, she just took the book of Inna Segal and she said, lower back pain is about security, safety, relationships. What feels good to you? Explain. And we started talking and she asked me questions. She took notes and she found very quickly that relationships and money were the basic problems for my back pain. So I even couldn't go up the stairs. I had to go one step every time and just pull the other foot on it. And it took me 5 minutes to go up a normal stairs in a normal house. That's 13 steps. Wow. That's not going really well. And she asked me at the end when, you know, you give it a number, how much pain do you have? Well, it was a 10 on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. And after that, I was on a 0.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said, try your body, move your body, stand up, sit down, bend it, move your pelvis, bend it left, right, forwards, backwards. Is there any restriction, any pain? No, there wasn't. And there hasn't been any since. And I can walk up and down the stairs. I can get up in a normal way. No problem at all. But my core belief about relationships and about money was changed. Of course, you can rebuild other obstructions for yourself. You can do that every day. You can have an experience, attach an emotion to it, and hold that as a belief, even though you are not looking at things correctly. There was a girl, a three-year-old girl, and she had an appointment with her daddy. He would take her to the zoo that weekend. Now, unfortunately, his job called him away for that weekend. He would be back on Tuesday, and he said, well, we go to the zoo next weekend. And she thought her daddy loved her very much, but he left anyway. She attached an emotion of fear, a three-year-old attached an emotion of fear at that experience. And for the rest of her life, until she came to Fesri EFT and someone actually picked it up and recognized it, she held the core belief that if someone loved her, they would leave her. So she attracted all kinds of people in her life that would love her but leave her again.
Sure,
and she was
sure.
completely confused and frustrated. And she it was, you know, like, is there something wrong with me? Am I so bad or whatever? You started out yourself.
And absolutely.
They worked on that, and she's in a relationship right now. She's doing good. She's doing awesome. Because when your blockages or your belief system, which you work on, is changed in a way that it isn't negative but positive about you and what you experience, you will start drawing that into your life. You will see things differently in a much more positive light. Your life will become easier. And when it's about relationships and you seem to attract wrong people all the time, every time some guy that leaves you alone or is abusive or doesn't want to commit or whatever the case, it is something inside you that draws those people to you. Subconsciously, you might not know subconsciously that's happening. And if you look at yourself, the conscious and the subconscious, you are the iceberg. And the tip that's above water, that's about 10-11%, is your conscious. All the rest under the water is your subconscious. So it's a lot. It's really big. And you have no idea what a mess it can be in there. So
it really can be. But don't you think that makes it so much more empowering when you find out that it's really that it's coming from you. So instead of getting upset about that, then we can realize, okay, how can we go about changing this and start looking for different ways, like you did with the faster EFT? And because at first it really does make you feel like a victim, right? You do think, like what you said, what's wrong with me? Why can't I find what I'm looking for? But it can become quite empowering once you find the key.
It absolutely. When you feel like a victim, you're in a negative spiral and mostly going down and making it worse every time, every round you get in the boxing ring. And when you start to acknowledge that you actually have power over what you believe, that you can change whatever you want from a negative into a positive, you are like, okay, let's get this show on the road. Let's get it going. Let's start changing beliefs here, you know? And your therapist will lead you. Your therapist is smart. They're educated to recognize the symptoms, recognize from your story what is what, and then get those core beliefs and flip them around to something nice and positive that you, as the person in question that has the frustration, will up ending, you know, unfrustrated and will feel empowered and will be moving forward towards a much more positive life with much more ease and joy and actually enjoying your life and feeling like you are a worthy person and that you can believe in yourself, that you are okay and that there's nothing wrong with you know, and that you can absolutely find someone in your life to be with you and to stay with you and not, you know, jump ship every time. And that relationships can indeed last. And love is important to all of us. Love is what glues the world together, the universe even. Love is what makes the world go round, not money. Okay? Money's nice. Money's nice. But you can't buy love with it. You can't buy someone's feelings with money. It's the one thing you cannot buy. So how important is love? If you do not feel loved, you might as well, you know, you're dying inside. Everybody needs love in some way. Even if it's on Facebook, some attention, you know. People need encouragement and love and empowerment and attention and God knows whatnot. But most of all, we want to have someone with us that puts that arm around you and says, you know, you matter to me. I love you. I care about you. You're special to me. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is, and I think equally important, I think for us to be able to feel that for ourselves, that can be a lifetime's journey sometimes. And just to know that no matter what, we can be there for ourselves and feel unconditional love for ourselves, that to me is I don't know. It just seems amazing to me that we can be looking for love, forgetting that we are actually love. So, yeah, I think especially with just all the different modalities that are out there nowadays, I've found it with Theta Healing that I can feel that unconditional love. And I think it's amazing that we can go through, I guess it's part of the human experience to be under that illusion that, that separation from the love that we are, and then to discover it. It's
Yes,
pretty
absolutely.
exciting.
Yeah, that you can turn heartache, anxiety, and stress about love and lost love and all that, and feeling of hurt and heartbreak, the victimhood into the empowered person.
Yes. And I think to be accepting of what is probably the most important thing too, because with relationships we tend to go in and out of them. Most people do. Some people are in a soulmate relationship for life, but a lot of us are learning through different relationships. And so if we can accept what is and even realize that with heartbreak, sometimes that's just our heart cracking open to actually hold more love, to express more love, to radiate more love. We're not taught that, and we can find that out through experience. It's not the easiest thing, but it is rewarding.
It is. And you know, there's so many things that are being put in our minds by the world around us, like, you know, when you get married, that's going to be okay. When, you know, when you come from a happy family, that is, and it's all okay. And then people go in a marriage and believe that everything's okay and it's going to be okay. And when it goes wrong, they're all, what happened? You know? And, you know, most people get married, and this is what I'm reading this out loud. This is the marriage box. Some people might have heard about the marriage box. It's been on TV. Most people get married believing a myth that marriage is a beautiful box full of all the things they have longed for. Companionship, intimacy, friendship, that gorgeous guy. You know, the truth is that marriage at the start is an empty box. And you must put something in before you can take anything out. There is no love in marriage. Love is in people, and people put love in marriage. So there is no romance in marriage. You have to infuse it into your marriage. A couple must learn the art and form the habit of giving, loving, serving, praising, keeping the box full. If you take out more than you put in, the box will be empty at some point. And then your relationship will be, well, out of balance, to say the least, to be nice, you know?
Wow, that's beautiful and so true.
Yeah, I think that is from Mark Ganger. Mark Ganger is a minister, and he has a lot of funny videos. He puts it funny. Also on stage, he has two heads there, and the heads are sort of, you know, open at the skull, the male brain and the female brain. It's funny. You should look it up on YouTube. It will crack you up. Oh, my God. It will crack you up. But he is so good at explaining why a person functions in a certain way. He is amazing. And also, speaking of self-worth, feeling worthy of love and all that, he addresses at some point, because he's a colored guy, and at some point he lashes out at white women. He says, "You white women, you have a problem with your body. It's always about being too thin, being too fat, having too little boobs, having too much ass, too little ass. You always criticizing yourself." He says, "You are the only women doing that." He said, "Look at any Latina or black woman or Indian woman or Native women from around the world." He says they may have been, you know, built big or have a lot of curves or whatever, and they carry themselves with pride. It's not what you look like, it is how you carry yourself.
Well, it's true that if we don't feel worthy, we are going to complain about ourselves. We're going to draw attention to what we think our flaws are. And nobody really likes to hear that. It's not all that attractive.
Yeah.
But, you know, many of us have been conditioned to do that. We've maybe heard someone in our family do it. We've maybe heard it on television or seen things in the Disney movies. Oh, this is how I'm supposed to look. You know,
it's confusing. And television and all that stuff is all made by white people.
Sure.
And that's the whole point. And I mean, Latinas and Negroid people and Indian people and people from all around the world see the same TV, see the same commercials, blah, 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 blah. But they don't seem to have that physical problem somehow, because the world they live in, the culture they live in, sees them as beautiful as well. They go from, you know, beauty's inside. It doesn't matter what you look like as long as your heart's good. And, you know, they can look at a completely, in our view, ugly person and say, "Woman, you look great. You go, girl." And they give them self-esteem. And that's so important, that you have support from around you, that they don't tell you, like, you know, "Your hair's too long, your hair's too short, your nose is crooked, you're too thin, too thick, too whatever." That they say, "Girl, you look amazing. You're pretty. You just go out there and you go get them."
Well, yeah, I think it's absolutely essential that not only do we hear that positivity from other people, but if we can be lucky enough to have that as we're growing up, to know how to do that for ourselves or hear that from others, that's great. And then if we don't, then I think just like anything else, we've got to reach out for it. We've got to ask for it. Okay, how can I make this better? How can I be kinder to myself, more compassionate? How can I truly love and adore, honor, cherish myself? For me, I'm still learning, but I've been learning this through Theta Healing, and I love working on that with clients, because this is not something you would think it comes naturally to us, but through conditioning, through group consciousness, through our culture, through so many things, we can forget how to forget how it was when we first came in. Like we often hear, oh, you don't see a little baby, you know, who would ever be questioning themselves. They're just in pure acceptance of themselves. And I do believe that we come into this world remembering who we really are at the highest level. But, you know, life happens and things get imprinted onto us. And as I say, fortunately, we can change that. But it can be quite a journey to get to that point sometimes.
Oh, you bet. It can be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, until you can acknowledge that it is actually happening, that is actually
right.
The case, it
true.
You know, looking in that mirror and or accepting from someone else who is telling you that can take a while for you to accept, to sink in and see you acknowledge like, oh my God, yeah, they're right. This is really happening. And oh, we really need to do something about it because otherwise I'm going to be miserable all the time. We need to change this. Now,
sure.
We're going to a break and we will be back in a few minutes. We're going to put on some lovely music for you to listen to and we'll see you back on the other side. Stay tuned.
What?
And we're back after the break. This is the I Am Well show. For those who tune in later, tonight it is about love, falling in love, having problems finding love, feeling not worthy to find love, and a lot of things more. And with us is Casey Sees Hearts Everywhere Candle from Canada. She is in Peterborough, and she has a book out called I See Hearts Everywhere. Now, Casey, where can people find you?
Okay, so if people want to come to my website, it's www.todayismagical.com, and that's for my theta healing work and also for the hearts. And if you want to join the Facebook Hearts page, you can come to just check out I See Hearts Everywhere on Facebook. And I have a Facebook page for Today is Magical as well. So you can just put that in when you go to Facebook.
There you go. You've got lots of opportunities. If you want to be on Facebook and you feel that's easy because Casey is there almost every day checking in. and you can check out her website because you can learn so much about what she does on there and about her, who she is, where she came from, and all that, what we all want to know, you know, who is that practitioner? Who is she? Where did she come from? And why does she do this? Just find her website and, you know, and then get in touch with her because I really do think she's awesome. I've known her for quite some time and seen her work, and, you know, she's really good. She's really, really good. So if you have any problems in whatever area, just get in touch with her. Theta is really a very gentle way of working with people. Very, very gentle, very, very soft. So people having any resistance building up against any other modality, then Theta is the way to go because it's really very nice, very gentle, very sweet. And so is Casey.
Aww.
Yes.
Thank you.
I've come to know you over the past few years.
Thank you.
I'm not going to go into private lives here because we do not do that here live on the air. We do that in private. But Theta is a way of going in lower vibrations inside you, lowering the vibration. Like when you go to sleep, you go in other states of consciousness, like you have REM sleep and stuff like that. Now, Theta waves are, you know, also related to that. Now, Casey would like to do a group meditation for everybody who's listening or will be listening after the show, getting it from the archives, because the effectiveness of the meditation always stays for about 20 minutes and, you know, a little bit less because we've got 19 minutes left. So let's say 15 minutes for a meditation. So relax, sit in your chair and listen to Casey do about 15 minutes of a Theta group work. And you can replay that after the show as much as you want, so you keep having the benefits of it. There we go. Casey, the floor is yours.
Oh, that's excellent, Annemieke. Thanks so much for that beautiful intro. And I just want to invite everybody to go ahead and close your eyes now. And we're going to start off by taking a deep breath into your heart. Okay, so we'll take a deep breath in and release that deep breath. And we're just going to pretend that we're breathing in and out of the heart. So another deep breath in. Release that deep breath. And one more deep breath in. And release that deep breath out. Now we're just going to move that energy from the heart all the way through your body, down past your hips, down past your legs, past your knees, down past your ankles, and out through the soles of your feet. We're going to move down through all the layers of the earth, going down, down, down until we reach the crystalline core of Mother Earth. And here we're going to connect in and draw that energy back up again. So drawing that energy up through all the layers of the earth, up, 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 until you get to the soles of your feet again. We're going to draw that energy through your feet, past your ankles, up past your knees, past your hips. And we'll ask for all your chakras now to be spinning and aligned in the highest and best way for you, releasing everything that no longer serves in the highest and best way for you now. Moving that energy up through all of your chakras, moving that ball of energy up through the top of your head. Now here we're going to picture a colorful ball of light, and it can be any color you see. And if you don't see a ball of light, don't worry. Just trust that it's happening all the same for you. So just pretend that you're moving your consciousness into that ball of light. Just jump on in, and we're going to allow that ball of light to move you all the way up, up through all the stars in the sky. Keep going up even higher until you reach the top of the universe. We're going to go even higher up into a golden light. Go through the golden light even higher into a thick jelly-like substance. And here you might see all the colors of the rainbow. We're going to go higher into a pink light. Allow this pink light of compassion to move you through a window and into a tingly white light. And this is the theta brainwave state. This is the seventh plane of all that is. And here we're just going to take another deep breath and just relax. Allow that deep breath to bring all that tingly white light in and nourish all the cells of your body. Okay, so deep breath in. And just relax and release that deep breath. And from here, I'm just going to check in with the group for everyone listening now live and listening in the future. And I'm going to see what would be for the highest and best of all. So with Theta Healing, I will ask you if you would like, it's kind of like a download or an upgrade for your computer. It's the same thing for your subconscious. So I'll ask you out loud different questions. If you would like that, you just say yes. And if you can say yes out loud, that's great, because it lets your subconscious know that you really want these changes, and it also helps you stay awake because it can be quite relaxing. So now I'm just going to tune into the group, so I'll just be quiet for a moment, and then we'll get started with the downloads. Okay, so if you would like the universe's highest understanding, definition, and perspective of what unconditional love is, and if you would like for your perspective to be the same as the universe's, just say yes. So that you know how to live your daily life and what it feels like experiencing unconditional love for yourself, feeling that unconditional love from the divine, knowing that you don't have to do anything to deserve this unconditional love. You are worthy and deserving of this unconditional love, and you know what that feels like in your body. You know how to radiate this out. You know how to feel this for yourself. You know how to receive this easily and effortlessly. And you know that this is your divine birthright. If you would like that, just say yes. And we'll show you that you know who you are with those changes. And would you like to release any resentment you feel, any unforgiveness from past relationships, any times where you've experienced challenge or abuse in any sort of relationship from this or any other lifetime? If you'd like to release that now from every cell of your body and being, releasing it out up to the universe for healing and transmutation, if you would like that, just say yes out loud. So that means that we're not saying that it would have been better to not go through those experiences. We're saying that you retain all the lessons, all the insights, anything that might be for your benefit. And sometimes it's hard to believe that there is something, but there always is. There's a lesson there. So all we're really doing is releasing all the baggage, all the heaviness, the density, everything that no longer serves, so that we don't keep repeating those unhealthy patterns and we can find the love that we're really looking for. So if you would like that, just say yes now. And would you like to know what it feels like to truly forgive, to forgive yourself, to forgive others, to forgive God, forgive love, to forgive life, to be filled with that forgiveness and just let go of everything that no longer serves? If you would like that, and to have the universe's understanding of what true forgiveness is, and that you can do that without without losing anything. Can we just show you how much you have to gain by knowing how to forgive and by forgiving those who may have done something that hurt you, where you felt betrayed, where you felt dishonored, where you felt hurt in any way. Let's just let go of that now. And if you would like to know what it feels like to just have any cords that have kept you stuck, kept you connected to any people, places, or things, circumstances from the past that no longer serve you. So if we cut through these cords, you're still able to stay in contact with a person or a situation if you choose. It's your free will, but this is just about cutting through the cords that have been draining you, that have kept you connected without your say-so. So if you would like that, just say yes, and I'll just witness as that takes place now. Okay, so I'm just seeing those cords going up to the highest light. And can we show you what it feels like, and to give you a download from the universe's perspective, to have your freedom now? So to know the universe's highest understanding, perspective, and definition of freedom, to know that those people from your past are free and you are free. You're free to love again. You're free to love yourself. You're free to love your inner child and always be there for them, to be there for yourself and never abandon yourself. You're free to enjoy life, free to let go of the past, and free to move forward with a curious and open heart. If you would like that and you'd like to know what that feels like and how to live your daily life doing that and being that, and to know that this is your divine birthright, there's nothing you need to do to earn or deserve this. There's nothing you could have done or had done to you that could change that. This is your eternal divine nature. If you'd like to know what it feels like to trust in this and to enjoy this new way of being, just say yes out loud. And I'll just witness as that takes place for you, these changes. And can we just, if you would like a healing for your heart, whatever is for your highest and best for your heart, to have that done for you by the universe, by the divine, by creator of all that is, whatever words you like to use, maybe you just want to use the word love, unconditional love. If you would like that healing to happen for your heart now and to allow that healing to carry on in the future in a gentle way for you, in the way that truly is for your highest and best, if you would like that, just say yes. Okay, so let's just ask for another showering from the divine for you of unconditional love throughout every cell of your body and being. And so you know what that feels like, to be nourished by unconditional love, to have yourself cleansed and, cleansed and just opened up, being receptive to unconditional love. If you would like that, just say yes. And now what we're going to do is we're just going to picture ourselves back in that iridescent white light again. So just picture that surrounding you. You might see yourself on a cloud. And just take a deep breath in, and we're just going to go back the way that we came to this iridescent white light. And that way we'll ground all of these changes in your body so that you feel grounded in your body, you feel safe and secure. So let's picture going back through that window. We're going to go through the pink light again. We're going to go back through that jelly-like substance, and you might see all the colors of the rainbow. You're going to move down into a golden light. Feel yourself surrounded by the golden light. Move down through the sky, down through all the stars, down through the top of your head. Now we're going to go through all of your chakras, all the way down until we get to your hips. Keep on going. We're going to go past your knees, past your ankles, out through the soles of your feet. We're going all the way down through all the layers of the earth until we get to the crystalline core of Mother Earth, thanking Mother Earth, thanking the universe, thanking you for creating these changes. We're going to bring this energy back up from the core of Mother Earth through all the layers of the earth until we get to the soles of your feet. Bring it up through the soles of your feet, past your ankles, past your knees, past your hips, all the way back to your heart again. And now take one more deep breath into your heart. And release that deep breath. And now you can wiggle your fingers, your toes, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes again. And that's complete.
Wow. That was amazing. That was such a beautiful gift. Thank you so much, Casey.
Oh, it's my true honor and my true pleasure. Thank you, Anamika.
Now you guys all got to sample how it feels to be in Theta and how it feels to be guided by Casey. And I've experienced this a few times before, but then for a longer period of time, it's just 15 minutes. And I can tell you, it is amazing. It's like floating in a warm bath of water and then just experiencing everything that she's telling you and feeling all those things happening. And it's, you know, although you're just sitting there and she's in her own chair back in Petersburg, things happen. Yeah. And that is magic. And so, you know, it's amazing that around the world, these words can move so much in another person. Casey, what was your website again?
My website is www.todayismagical.com. And I also wanted to say that I have a special going for your listeners, Anamika. So anybody who's heard, anybody who's heard the show, and well, first of all, I'd love to hear from you and to hear how the changes are taking place for you in your life. So I'm looking forward to that. And then also let me know if you've heard the show, and if you buy a Theta healing session from me, I'll also offer you a sacred blessing and soul reading for half price. So those are really helpful. That's a remote process that I do, and then I write up the message that your soul wants you to know, and they really have a huge transformational effect for people. I've had great reports back from my clients. So,
yeah, I can absolutely say that is true, and I recollect that. In the beginning, I asked you about that, you know, when we were in private on Skype. I said, what is that soul thing going on there? What would that be for me? And you actually explained to me on the spot what that would be for me. And you were so spot on, it was scary.
Oh.
I was like, how the heck does the woman know that?
Well, we've always had an amazing connection too, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm really thrilled to be back on your show. So thank you, Anamika. And you're doing, you know, a great service for the world. And I love that you chose this topic, love.
Yeah, you know, something came up. There was this one blog about love, and there were things mentioned. I was like, I have to do a show about love. This is someone that touches everybody in the world. And immediately it was like, ask Casey.
I'm so
you
glad
are the
you did.
One popping out with hearts and love every day. I see your posts every day. Although you might not know it, I keep an eye on you. Yes, I do. We may not talk every day, but I keep an eye on you. I have so many people, you know, that are on my pages. Over 3,000, and it's impossible to talk to everybody every day. But, you know, when I see a post coming up, I go there and I look over the whole page, and there's things that I pick out and then that means something and that contributes to me. And I might share them to my pages or just, you know, copy something and keep it for later to read again and to let it sink in and stuff like that. You post so much on your pages that other people can benefit from as well. I just, you know, I would like to encourage everybody to like Casey's pages and get the updates, because it will help you. You know, it might not be every day. There is something that you benefit from, but throughout the week, there will be a few things that you go like, yeah, that really resonates with me. You know, you really want to do that. And by all means, go to the website and have the experience of Theta Healing with Casey, because she's absolutely amazing and she can work many miracles in you, and it will change your life. It will change how you look at life, how you feel about yourself. It will bring changes, therefore, in your reality, in your physical life, in real life. your environment will change. People will leave, but that's a good thing because you don't need those people who are leaving, so that makes room for other people who do resonate with you to come in. And therefore, your life will always change for the better. So don't be scared. Everything's okay. People leaving is fine. Better ones will come back because those people also have a way to, you know, a path to follow, and they might have listened to the show as well and have changes in their energies and all that. Chat, try it. Talk to Casey. Look at her website. Get yourself updated and take her up on her offer, because this does not happen every day. Casey, we got 1 minute. Thank you so much for being with us live on the air today. I really, you know, there's so much we didn't cover, but I would really like to have you back, so we have to talk about that sometime soon in the future, to see where you got a little hole in your agenda. And that would be amazing that we could have you back and that people can actually enjoy you again. And I want to thank the listeners as well, and Rhonda, of course, in the back. Without Rhonda, we have no show, literally. Thank you, listeners, for being here. I will see you next week again with another amazing guest. And I wish you all a very happy and wonderful evening. See you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.